7:35, 65 degrees, beautiful Friday morning on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Ari Adler is the press secretary for the Speaker of the House, Jace Bulger, and he's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone lines. Ari, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm well.
Pretty crazy week for you, huh?
It has been, yeah.
Tell us about this Roy Schmidt controversy. We haven't had the opportunity to talk with you or the speaker since it all broke, but just to get your take on this story, give us your perspective.
Well, as the party switch for Roy Schmidt occurred, as the speaker has said, you know, all laws were followed, and the Kent County prosecutor and Michigan State Police have looked into this and agreed that, you know, no laws were broken. But the speaker has said that looking back now, he realizes there should have been a higher standard for him and others as they were working on this, and that just following the law is not enough. And he is deeply disappointed in himself that he allowed himself to get temporarily distracted by, as he refers to it, political gamesmanship. It is not unusual for these kinds of things to happen in terms of people getting caught up in the politics of a situation and trying to figure out the best way to go through an election and to make sure their guy wins. But, you know, there is a standard that needs to be held, that everyone needs to be held to, that is more than just following the law. And that's where the speaker is on this. And, in fact, is talking to people already. Some people have looked at, should we be changing election law because of what happened? And the speaker is one of those people and is looking into it himself in terms of what we can do.
When we talk about Representative Roy Schmidt, did he approach the speaker or did the speaker approach him about changing parties?
The speaker has said from the very beginning that he approached Roy Schmidt. He found out that Roy was dissatisfied with what was going on within the Democratic Party, that he didn't feel like he could accomplish things for the people of Grand Rapids, which is the city that he represents. And so the speaker did reach out to him and talk to him about switching parties, which has happened before in Michigan history. It's certainly not the first time. And that, you know, the speaker has told me that the majority of their conversations were about, you know, what Roy's feelings were in terms of the parties and the switch and trying to work for the people of Grand Rapids. And it was just near the very end where, for many reasons probably, Roy Schmidt became a little fearful of what would happen. How would the Democrats treat him? How would people feel about the switch? That sort of thing. And it's at that point at the very end where the speaker and others feel that they got distracted temporarily and got caught up in the political games instead of focusing on the whole issue of Roy switching and why he was switching to begin with.
Do you think the process for doing this, as opposed to happening over the course of a couple of days, should have been maybe a longer period? I don't know how long that would be, but that perhaps that would have eased tensions a bit?
Well, I don't know. I mean, when you look at what's going on now with the election out in Grand Rapids, the Democrats are in the exact same place now that they would have been, regardless of how the switch would have been handled, and that is that they have a write-in candidate. They, you know, it sounds like they're doing well. They're going to have a candidate on the ballot, so that's not an issue. It's a tough thing, and it's really not for me to say, I think, when someone is going to do something as dramatic as switching parties. You know, if Roy Schmidt had announced 3 weeks earlier that he was switching parties, would the reaction been different? I don't think so. I think that he certainly still would have been attacked in many different ways, and I think that's why he got scared about what was going to happen. And, you know, he's apologized for what he did in his role in all of this. I mean, there were things that were going on in terms of recruitment of a candidate and things that the speaker didn't even know about. And we found out about some of those through the prosecutor's investigation. So it really kind of snowballed into an area that it should have never gone. And again, no laws were violated. But as the speaker has said, you know, we all need to think about what is the higher standard that we should be setting. And at this point, should we find out what that higher standard is and not just meet it, but make it the new law?
We're talking with Ari Adler, who's the press secretary for the Speaker of the House, Jace Bulger, on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Ari, final question on this topic, and then I need to move forward. Was the speaker involved with the situation in regards to bringing in that other candidate that Representative Schmidt would run against?
The speaker speaker has told people that he was involved with encouraging recruitment of a candidate. He was not involved directly with the recruitment of who that person was. As far as the speaker knew, someone was being recruited who was a Democrat, who was eligible to run based on where he lived. I mean, he had all the information. So that's where, as I said, you know, we're finding out about other things that occurred that he was not aware of. But certainly the idea of there being a candidate recruited was something that the speaker was aware of.
This just seems like such an unpleasant and the type of story that it seemed like everything that could go wrong did go wrong in, if you look at perception.
Well, certainly, and that's, I think that's part of the issue here, and why the speaker is saying there should have been a higher standard here, because all of the good that could have come out of this, and the reason that Roy Schmidt was switching parties and his ability to try to work with people and get things done for the city of Grand Rapids is still there, but now that's overshadowed by the political games, and that's very, very unfortunate.
All right. What's the speaker think about the calls for him to step down as speaker?
He said he does not intend to resign as speaker. He is committed to the work that needs to get done that we have been working on to turn Michigan around, and he's going to remain focused on that. I think more so now than ever, because he has realized what happens when you get caught up too much in the politics and the political side of things. And you know, we need to be focused more on solutions for Michigan.
All right, health reform. Where are we with that? And is anything going to get done before the election?
Well, we are going to start having committee hearings. The speaker announced today that he wants to have joint committee hearings through a couple of different committees that we have that are going to try to answer some questions, unanswered questions, even since the Supreme Court ruling saying that the various parts of the law were constitutional and should move forward. There are still some concerns about the federal government and the law saying one thing, the IRS, which has been tasked with implementing the law, saying something different in terms of how penalties will work and if there's mandates on individuals and businesses. So there are a number of questions that need to be answered before we move forward, and we'll move forward as quickly as we can on that. Even the federal government, people have been talking about these deadlines are somewhat artificial. The federal government, through the Health and Human Services Department, announced the other day that they would be having informational sessions in August for states. There are 22 or 23 states that are hesitant on implementing healthcare exchanges. It's not just Michigan alone on this. And so the federal government is going to hold these informational sessions to help states figure out what all the parameters are. So we'll be looking at going to some of those meetings as well and trying to find out all the information we can.
The governor wants the state to be on top of this. We've heard from Randy Richardville a couple days ago on this program who said that the Senate is ready to move on this. The House Democrats are ready to move. Everyone keeps saying that the House Republicans are the ones dragging their feet and trying to prolong this until after the election. What's your take on that?
I don't think the motivation, certainly, I can only speak for the speaker, I can't speak for everyone, but his motivation is not the election or the politics. It's not about, money being dangled in front of us by the federal government, and it's not an artificial deadline that needs to be met. It is making sure that we are making the right decision when they vote on this and they institute something. Should the federal government be running an exchange in Michigan? Should the state government be doing that? Should it be a government program? Are there private companies that can do something? That the governor has mentioned he'd like to see a sort of Travelocity type website set up. Well, are there private companies that can do that instead of having a government-run program? And so there are just a number of questions, and what the impact will be on individuals and businesses in terms of, if you have to have insurance or if not, or are you going to have to pay some sort of penalty? There just seem to be a lot of unanswered questions.
Where are we when it comes to state employee teachers and their insurance, especially for retirement?
That is still hanging out there. We were very close this week when we were working on it again to get a deal between the House and the Senate for it's the MIPSRS, the School Employee Retirement System. The House has completed their work on it. We're working with the Senate to try to get them to agree with us. Now what happened is the Senate did not agree with the bill that we sent them, so it's going to conference committee. So over the next few weeks, there will be a conference committee with a handful of people from the House and the Senate working on a compromise. And then we are back in session. Both the House and the Senate are back on August 15th. And the the Speaker and the Senate Majority Leader have both committed to getting something resolved and getting something passed when we're back in August. It's vital that we get something done. I mean, the Speaker has said this all along. This is a huge amount of money. You know, we're talking billions of dollars. And just this year alone, this school year that's coming up, it's worth about $300 million to the local schools if they can get some of that pension retirement system straightened out in terms of the way it's funded and how much it's costing school districts.
All right. Ari Adler is the spokesperson for the Speaker of the House. We appreciate your time, Ari. Thank you so much.
Always appreciate the opportunity. Thanks, Tony.
7:46, you're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. It's currently 7:46 and 66 degrees. We're going to have the latest weather forecast for you from WILS weather expert Mike Ellis. And when we come back, Congressman Mike Rogers live on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. We'll get his take on what's happening in Syria. That story next on 1320 WILS.